Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. Like I told you, I'm going to do more college football on the podcast this year. That's my plan. There'll be SEC stuff for sure, but I wanted to do more stuff. And I also talked about this a couple episodes ago that I can do some of the stuff that I used to do, like on the nighttime show when I was, you know, solo. I can do some of that because I have interests that don't necessarily rate in the daytime. Like, I like to talk about local college football. And I have pretty good relationships with a couple of the local coaches and administrations. So I was like, you know what? I have not talked with Brock Spack in a while. And I really like Brock Spack, the head coach at Illinois State University. In fact, the folks down there invited me down a few years ago, and I went and saw a game there at Hancock Stadium. Had a wonderful time, like a really, really great time. They rolled out the red carpet in the whole nine yards. So whenever I can return the favor, I like to. And when I looked on the schedule and saw that they were taking on Iowa, I was like, hey, that Iowa's offense is notoriously bad. Their defense is always really good. But those schools from the Missouri Valley, man, if you're picking an FCS school, I'm not sure that that's the place where you want to pick one from. So I'm going to talk with Brock Spack about that. We're going to talk about the upcoming season for ISU, and people wonder why he's still there. A guy with a pedigree like his, has he ever been tempted to leave? That's one of the questions that I want to ask him. So here he is, the head coach of Illinois State University, Brock Spack. It's the great thing about coaches. They're always early.
We're never late. So,
how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing fine. Lawrence, how are you?
I am good, sir. It's great to talk to you again. I'm excited for you, man. I'm really excited. Another year down there in Bloomington Normal. So, what's it like to be a Redbird these days?
It's great to be a Redbird. A lot of things going on. We have a new indoor practice facility, which is nice. to have when weather is bad. We had some thunderstorms roll through here last night, but we were able to dodge them this morning and we didn't have to go inside. But don't have to worry about that anymore because we have an indoor. So that's pretty cool. You know, our athletic director, we have some new staff members. We have a new acting athletic director. Jerry Beggs has done a great job. And Paul Cabas, our deputy AD, is in his first year, right, Mike? I mean, year two, maybe. But he's been excellent. So just a lot, you know, got a good young team, a team that, you know, we've been building for a while, and it's got to keep them healthy. You know, that's always the hard part, but a little deeper than we've been the last couple of years. So, got tough games to start the season out, but they're all tough, and it's a game I'd like to play because it's it kind of tells us where we're at and where we need to go from here.
What is the challenge with Iowa? Because I mean, they're known for how good their defense is. They keep putting people in the NFL. So when you're game planning and you're thinking about, you know, taking on an Iowa team, what stands out?
A lot. You know, I spent 22 years of my life in the Big Ten, as you know, so as a player, as a coach, and I've been over there, and it's a really difficult place to win. So I can, whether they're really good or if you're really good or they're not as good as they usually are, or we're not as good as we usually are. Doesn't matter. It's just a tough place to play. It's a fun environment. They have great fans, great fan support. So I know some of the staff members pretty well. Phil Parker's a, you know, pretty good friend. He's a coordinator on defense like I was, and we became friends. We both recruited the state of Michigan together. We played at Michigan State, and I recruited up there when I was at Purdue. And then George Barnett, our offensive line coach, was here and now is their offensive line coach, and Georgia Central Illinois guy. So he's a great coach. And then Coach Ferentz and I go way back. I took my first official visit to Iowa back in the day, and he was the offensive line coach then. So we've known each other a long, long time, and obviously competed against each other a lot, but have a deep respect for the program there and how they do things and the way they play, and just a lot of pluses, obviously, and a really good football program, and one that you're going to have to come and you're going to have to beat if you're going to win the game. They're not going to make mistakes, and they don't beat themselves, and that's the first axiom of winning is don't beat yourself, and they don't do that. So this will be a great test for us, and just to see where we're at and build on it from there.
It's interesting when you look at the schools inside of your conference. I know that the big boys like to schedule FBS schools, but the schools, it's very dangerous. And I've joked about this on the radio show, and I know that your team is up for the challenge like this. So when it comes to getting ready for it, how ready do you think your conference has made you for those challenges of playing Power Five teams?
You know, that's really a good question, because usually the question is reversed. You know, how does this get you ready to play your league? You know, because I think we're every bit as physical, I would say, as a Big Ten. We have a physical conference because they're physical players. You know, the contact, the physicality of the game is very similar. Explosive players, you know, obviously the Big Ten school probably should have more than we would, but we do have explosive players as well. But they're our league gets us ready. You know, it was back in 2012. We're playing North Dakota State here for the conference championship. Basically, the winner would be the outright winner of the league, and then. If they won, they were the winner. If we won, we would have been, I think we would have tied maybe. But Coach Bull said before the game, he said, Brock, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get this team. You have a good team. No matter what happens today, win or lose, your team has a chance to win the national championship. I said, really? You think so? He said, yes, because of the league we play in. You know, this conference gets you ready for you know, that. And you'll be stunned. And that year we, you know, we lost a real close game to them, but I came back. We got a bye the first week of the playoffs, and so did Appalachian State, and played them in the second round down there in North Carolina, and Boone, North Carolina. And it was their last. That was their last FCS game before they went FBS because they lost to us. And I after the game, I said, you know what? He was right. We were well prepared for that game, you know, and I think they were a little stunned how physical we were. And, you know, we had lots, you know, good explosive players like they did as well. And we beat them down there. And that's a couple of years after they beat Michigan, you know, and I was at Purdue when they beat Michigan. It was just a stunning game. And, but they've had three national titles in a row. And, but we, you know, we were ready for that. And then we went out when we did go to the finals, the year we went to the national championship game in 14, we played New Hampshire on the road, and they were the number one. They were the number one seed in the tournament, and we had to go. We opened up here, I think against Western Illinois, and then went out to Eastern Washington. Then had to go across the state, play the quarterfinal, and go across the country and play them in New Hampshire, and we beat them in New Hampshire to go to the finals. So, you know, this conference gets you ready for big games, and I heard somebody say on the College Sports Network, said one of the commentators this week, Cock and College Football, I was listening to it on the way to work, and he said, you don't want to play a team with the last name Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And well, I would say you don't want to hear Missouri Valley Football Conference, you know, because Southern Illinois, for example, has won games like that.
Montana State.
Yeah. There's some you don't want to play, you know, against the Missouri Valley, in my opinion. But you got it. When I sat in that locker room on the other end, I'll be, you know, we're playing this Saturday. I've been in that other locker room and had to play Illinois State. Matter of fact, back in 2002, and it's not a play. It's not a lot of fun because you sit in that locker room thinking, because you get style points too in a game like that. Not only do you have to win. It's how you looked when you won. And you know, I played, fortunately, I worked for a guy who didn't give style points to what wins. He just said a win's a win, and it's hard to do in Division I football. So, but yeah, it's, these are tricky games. But I'm not really worried about them right now. As good of friends I am with those guys, I'm worried about us. just take care of business on our end. And we do everything we can to have be successful on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll add what you said to my rule. My rule is don't play any school named Dakota or Montana in the first 4 weeks of the season if you're an FCS school. But now I'll just say the Montana schools and the Missouri Valley. Don't play any of those schools. At all. And I love it. I think it makes it fun, especially for the players when they get an opportunity to be on those stages and compete. Right. And the talent gap is closing. You know,
yeah, they're you know, it's not it's particularly a team that's a little more experienced, I guess. Like South Dakota State last year was very experienced. They had a bunch of 6-year seniors. They were really good. And they were a handful. If you go in against an experienced player is an experienced player, you know, and it doesn't matter if they're all 24 or 22 or 23 years old, but if you got a bunch of older guys that played a lot of football, you know, Division I football, you could be in for a tough day if you don't play well, and you got to play well and you got to keep the players focused. And, here I am, I'm sounding like I'm on the other side still, but cause I was on that side, but I you know, that's what they have to deal with now. And we have to make sure we don't get caught up in on them. It has to be about us. And that's just what we do here. We make it about us and how we're going to play and our game plan and how we're going to execute it.
How good is Mason King?
What's that?
How good is Mason King?
He's a good player. Yeah, excuse me. He's had a little bit of a hamstring, but he's back in practice. He's practiced for the last week or so, and he's doing fine. He's a very good player. Really like him a lot. Athletic. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a big back. He's about 220 pounds, and you know, he looks the part. He's very athletic. So like him a lot. Yep, he's a very good player.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badland Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com kroger.com/energy.
Have you figured out who your quarterback is? And will you break that news right here on my podcast?
No, I just tell you we're going to play them both. And that's what we're going to do. And how much, you know, each play, it would depend on the game and the situation. This is a very unique thing. Lawrence, I'm not a big fan. You've heard the adage, you know, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. And, you know, if you can't make up your mind between two, you might have not have one and all that kind of stuff. But this has been a very unique situation in that both guys have played very well and both guys deserve a chance to play. And both guys are very good at what they're good in their skill set.
Well, break down each guy. You tell me what each guy does well.
Well, I'll tell you that, you know, obviously, Tommy Rittenhouse is from Wheaton, St. Francis. He's a Western Suburban guy. Both his parents were seniors when I was at Purdue as a defensive coordinator when we went to the Rose Bowl with Drew Brees. You know, his parents made that well known in recruiting. I said, well, hot damn, we got this guy. so we lose this guy, we have no chance. But yeah, he's an excellent competitor. He's got experience now because he's played last two seasons. He's had to come in the last three or four games and play because Zach Angstead got hurt and lost him both years at the end of the season. So he has experience in big time games. What he does well, he's a very good athlete. He runs well. He's athletic. He throws well on the run. I wouldn't say he has a awesome arm talent, but he has really improved his arm talent. His throwing motion and his arm strength has really, really improved. And I think that has a lot to do with Zach and with Jake Rubley, the guy we have in here from Kansas State, the other guy. So what he does well, he runs well, he's a good athlete, he gets rid of the ball quickly. He's really tightened up his throwing motion. His motion is really quick and fast, and he's dangerous on the run. You know, he's not a big guy. He's probably 5'11", 195 pounds. That sounds like a pretty decent sized guy, but in football, it's not. But he's hard to get hit because he's a very good athlete, and it's hard to, you know, he can run. So that's his punch. Now, Rubley is a very pretty passer. I mean, he has a beautiful arm motion. He has a very, very good arm talent. He can make all the throws. He's not as fast, I would say, as Tommy is. Maybe not quite the athlete, but like Tommy, he's really improved on what he was not as good at. And I mean, movement. He moves well in the pocket. He's moved well outside the pocket. He's really worked hard on that to try to sew that up. So it's not a minus, but it's not a plus, you know. But he's a very good thrower and can make all the throws. He doesn't know the offense, you know. Another probably plus for Tommy is that Tommy's been in the offense for 3 years, and Jake is doing something difficult. He's been here 6 months, you know, and so he's still learning. He's not learning, but he knows it. He might be a hair, you know, not quite as fast with some of the decisions he has made. He's gotten a lot better. I noticed the last 2 weeks he's gotten much, much better and much more comfortable with that. And that'll be good. He's a little taller guy than Tommy, 6'2", I'd say, 220 pounds, a little bigger guy, a little taller guy. His dad was a pro, was drafted in the NFL and played 7 years. And it was as a quarterback, TJ Rubley. And he had a brother play at Tulsa. So they're all quarterbacks. He comes from all boys, you know, comes from a quarterback family. But really another great kid. Both guys are tremendous guys. Both guys are tremendous competitors. They prepare well. They get along well. They're friends. And it's a very good situation to have. And this is the best, probably the best quarterback room. You know, I'm not saying the whole room now we've had here since I've been here. We got a young freshman here that's redshirting that'll probably maybe play in a couple of games. Hopefully we get in. But he's going to be really good as well. So I really like him. He's from Arizona. Beckham Pellant's his name. So we think we have three pretty good players here. And we got a good freshman coming in as well. So, like our quarterback room a lot.
Yeah, I mean those kids that are come out of Hamilton in Arizona, like that's a good program, and it's been a good program for a really long time. What was your pitch to Rubley in when guys are thinking about transferring? Well, what's the thing that you tell them the reason to come to Illinois State?
Well, two things. One was Trey Roberson from Indiana, what he did for us, and how he came from Power Five school, and he was a starter, and then got hurt and came back and was kind of a part time guy then, and what he did here and took us to a national championship game, and then our guy last year, Zach Enigstad, came from the University of Minnesota. He played very well. He signed a contract to play in the NFL. He could probably play in the CFL if he wants to do that. He just got cut, but he'll probably he's coming off a knee surgery. He's not cleared to play yet. But those two guys had a lot of success here. And then I sold Tony Peterson, our quarterback coach, who's been a coordinator and quarterback coach at University of Minnesota. You know, has coached Byron Leftwich and Chad Pennington at Marshall, and played quarterback at Marshall, won a national championship as a player and a coach at Marshall, sold him as well. You put all that in there and why wouldn't you come? Right. I mean, you have an opportunity to play and play in a good program and be a guy. So that was the pitch, and he was really good at it. And he's really good. And, I have a coach who used to coach here, was on the staff there at Kansas State. That's where Rubley comes from. And then I know their head coach very well. He was a head coach, first a defensive coordinator up at North Dakota State, then became the head coach at North Dakota State. So he was on the sidelines. He led the North Dakota State team that we played in the national championship game in 2015 in January up there, out in Texas. So I know him very well, and he's a very good man, and we get along real well. And he said this kid will be really good for you. He's right. He is good, and he's been great. So,
I was talking with my partners on the air, and I mentioned, I was like, I'm looking forward to talking with Brock Speck. I just really like him, and I enjoy talking Illinois State football. And then Dan said to me, he's like, why is he still there? And I said, I don't mean to answer for Coach, but I think he's found a home there. So now I'm going to let you answer for yourself.
I am going to answer a question. And I've had that question's been asked a lot. But to me, this is, a big-time place. Big-time necessarily isn't the place. It's the state of mind, I think we have a mindset here. I wanted to go someplace as a head coach where I could make a difference, maybe where they may not have as much success as they've wanted in the past. I'm not saying because there's been successful coaches here and there have been really great players here, but it hasn't been sustained over time. And I wanted to go someplace where I'm a guy, I don't like to move. I'm in the wrong profession, aren't I? I don't like to move and I hate it. But when we moved here, my wife is from West Lafayette. Her dad was one, helped start the veterinary school at Purdue University. He was the first two vets that they hired at Purdue. And she was born and raised at Purdue. She's a pom-pom girl there, and I was a captain there. And I thought when I went back there the second time when I was a coordinator with Coach Chiller, that was it. I was never going to leave. But, this job came up, and Shan Zinger and I started to have he's now the president down at Wesleyan, but he started having, he was on the staff that replaced us. He coached football actually for a while, and he replaced us at University of Wyoming when we went to Purdue. And then he was at Kansas State when we played Kansas State when I was at Purdue. So he kind of, the Coach Schneider and Coach Tiller, he wanted to marry that family. That was his goal. Well, my goal is I kind of wanted to stay in the Midwest, and I think I've interviewed for every job in the MAC. I swear to God, maybe a couple of them twice, but I want to go someplace and win a national championship, and we can win that here. And the MAC, you can't. I'm just being honest. You're not going to win a national championship, there. you have great teams and win big games and all that stuff. They're maybe they can now. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I just felt that this was a great fit for me. And once I got here, it's even better than I thought. You know, I like to ingrain myself in the community. I have really good friends. You know, some of them happen to be boosters, some are not boosters, but I mean, they're just really good people here, and they appreciate, I think, what we've done here. And it's nice to work for people who appreciate you, you know. And it's a little different beast when you're in the Big Ten. But this was, you know, my wife and I were walking our dog about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And she go, and I never thought she'd ever say this, but she, Brock, you know, this is the best place we've ever lived. And I said, you're right. It is. And she's born and raised in West Lafayette, and I played there, and it's a great, you know, I love the place, but this has been an awesome place for us. It's been a great fit. And, you know, she works for Special Olympics Illinois, and the home office is here. And she's kind of found a passion with Special Olympics now. And it's hard for a coach's wife to find that, you know, to get this and be in a career, because we're always moving. And she's found something here that, you know, she really loves to do. And she'll probably work longer than I will, because she loves what she does so much. I think we both found our passion and you know, love the way we live. We have great neighbors and live in a super neighborhood, and just lived there since we've been here, have not moved out of the house, and hopefully never will. But it's just been a really good fit for me. I'm from Illinois, and I think Illinois State has to recruit Illinois, and I have a pretty good pedigree for that, because I recruited the city of Chicago for a long time when I was in the Big Ten. Of course, I'm from Rockford and not far from the Chicago area, but know the state really well from my years in the Big Ten. So know this is part of the Big Ten footprint, and we run the program like a Big Ten school. I'm not motivated by money. I know there's a lot of it, and I kind of missed that part of it when I left to Purdue. I don't miss it, but I missed that part.
Sure.
Now it's gone ridiculously in a different direction for coordinators and all that. And they asked me, how much you want to pay me to be a coordinator? Holy cow. And it's hard to believe, but with that comes a lot of pressure, and it's just a different world now up there. But I like where I'm at. This is a very collegiate town, great town to live in, and I wasn't motivated to leave. Come close a couple times, but in the end, I just can't do it. You know, this is my home now, and this is who I am, and I'm very, very happy with that. I mean, I don't have to make millions of dollars a year and all that kind of stuff to be happy. And this is big time football, and it's a state of mind, and this is big time football. And the Missouri Valley is a big time league. It's a big boy league now, and it is as tough a league as you'll ever coach in and ever play in, and it's very, very, very true that way. So
very true. Well, good luck against Iowa. Obviously, I'll be rooting for you. And let's talk again soon. It's not after an upset of Iowa, let's talk before the FCS playoffs, because I know you guys will be around.
That's the goal here. Anything less than that is not acceptable around Illinois State. So that's what we do here.
Well, right on. Well, thanks again for doing this. Great catching back up, and good luck this season.
Yeah, hope you have a great rest of your summer. It's not much left, is there?
No, I'm going to try to get the most out of Labor Day as I can, though.
Yep, and then get in the fall.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
Appreciate it.
See you, Lawrence.
As usual, that was really fun. I love talking with that guy. He's definitely a coach. You know, like, you don't have to wonder what Brock Spack is. That man is a football coach. And I enjoy talking to him, and I hope that he made some really interesting points, too. Like, the stuff he was saying about the Missouri Valley. You want to see some good football? And you know what else I thought was interesting? The idea of wanting to stay at a place like Illinois State because you have a legitimate chance of winning a national championship, where if you take a coordinator job at a Power Five. Like, let's say Kansas, for example, and Kansas football has been on the upswing for sure, but no one thinks that they're ever going to win a national championship. You could win a natty in FCS at Illinois State. So why not stay there if you're happy there? I also think that's a good lesson in staying where your feet are and looking around, and that realization that they love the place where they live, I think is a great, great rule too. So thanks to everyone down at Illinois State. They treat me really well, and I'm glad that we still have that relationship and that we can do some coverage for you. So I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, don't let Anthony Heron hear this, but I'm rooting for Illinois State. You know what I'm saying? The fighting Mark Grody's, the fighting Chris Ranji's. I think both of those guys, by the way, are in the, like, Illinois State Hall of Fame. I got to check with them, but I think that's right. So go Redbirds this week. You'll never hear me say that unless I'm talking about Illinois State, by the way. And I appreciate you listening and checking out this episode. And if you're an Illinois State fan and you listen to this episode, share it with someone. Be like, hey, Lawrence is talking about the Redbirds. You better believe it. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.